Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
President Joe Biden and Breyer are scheduled to be at the White House today to announce this retirement. Joining us now is Professor Thomas Berg from the University of St. Thomas School of Law. Good morning, Professor Berg.
Good morning. I understand it was your birthday earlier this week, so happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I always enjoyed working with you at the University of St. Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
So give us some perspective. What kind of implications does this mean with him retiring? This is a real opportunity for President Biden.
Yes. Well, this probably will not change the direction of the court a lot in terms of the ideology, because Justice Breyer was a liberal, and obviously President Biden will be appointing a liberal justice. The two things that I might say, first is that Breyer was I would call him a moderate or pragmatic liberal on a number of cases. He joined opinions or wrote opinions that kind of made some common cause with the more conservative justices, particularly in areas like religion and the First Amendment. And so you get these 8-to-1 opinions sometimes where Breyer and the conservatives were at least the same result, even if slightly different rationales. So one question is whether the next justice will be a kind of moderate liberal like that, or a more progressive liberal, in which case the court will be probably more divided. And of course, the other point is that President Biden has promised to appoint a black woman. And that has then produced a list of candidates who are wonderfully qualified, a great set of possibilities, and it could be a great step forward for the court.
There are people talking about, is this his opportunity possibly to nominate Vice President Kamala Harris? And it sounded like that would not be the case. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it would be really difficult because the Senate is so closely divided that Kamala Harris is the deciding vote on some questions. You know, if all the Republicans stick together, they can make her the deciding vote as the vice president who presides over the Senate. And, of course, she would have to recuse herself on her own nomination. So that would create all sorts of questions. There are some other, wonderful candidates for the nomination, and so I would be surprised, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah, you never know. Professor Thomas Berg, we're speaking with him from the University of St. Thomas School of Law. This is, and you talk about the concentration, his commitment to nominating the first black woman to the court. This would also be an opportunity for him to really energize African-Americans before the November's midterm elections. So that could be part of this, I would assume.
Yes. And, President Biden made this promise. He made this promise at one of the debates after a talk with Congressman Clyburn from South Carolina, who folks may remember during the primaries, Clyburn had endorsed Biden, and his Clyburn standing among black folks in South Carolina and elsewhere really had an effect. And so, and I think the president would like to make this mark as well. So there's know, many, many reasons to do this. And then the question becomes, within the group that he's looking at and that have been mentioned, what kind of other characteristics will matter? Is one candidate perhaps more sort of strongly progressive in their judicial thinking? Or would he be looking for someone more in the Justice Breyer mold who will stand in the middle sometimes and create larger coalitions on the court? What kind of experience does the person have? One of the top contenders, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson in the District of Columbia, has background as a public defender. We have a lot of people on the court who have backgrounds as prosecutors or government attorneys on the prosecution side. It would be nice to have a public defender. But there are other kinds of diversity as well, geographic diversity. There's a judge from South Carolina who's being discussed, and our own Judge Wilhelmina Mimi Wright from Minnesota has been mentioned on lists as well.
Oh, that's interesting. Minnesota tie there. It is 6:54. We're speaking with Professor Thomas Berg from the University of St. Thomas School of Law. Can you describe now the process? So there will be a nomination. We remember the last time when Justice Ginsburg, with her death and her successor, Amy Coney Barrett. What will this process be like, and how will it be different than when President Trump was appointing Justice Ginsburg's successor?
Well, Justice Breyer gave the president and Senator Schumer in the Senate enough time, a long run-up to doing this in order to put someone on the court before the midterm elections. The worry that liberals had was that Senate would become Republican this fall because the Democrats seem to be in trouble in terms of polls, and that once the Mitch McConnell became the Senate leader again, that no Biden nominee would be appointed. It looks like with Justice Breyer retiring now that that won't happen. They can easily put a nominee through in the end of the summer or the fall and have that person on the court in October. When the term starts, well before the midterms, and I don't think the Republicans will be able to stop a nominee. So I think we can. Senator Schumer has said this will happen with all deliberate speed. That phrase that kind of mixes we're going to do it fast, but we're going to do it carefully. And so I think you'll have vetting people over the next few weeks and. I don't know exactly what they're saying about hearings, but there's certainly plenty of time to do this.
Thank you so much, Professor Berg, for your expertise in this area. As the process moves on, we'd love to have you back giving your analysis.
Glad to do it, Vanita. Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you, too. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.